the mayor of our municipality, Freetown. Honorable ministers and deputy ministers of government, members of parliament, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, members of the First Estate, fellow citizens, good morning and welcome to this conference. I'm delighted to open this investor conference on infrastructure. It's going to be a short one, but very important. It is one of our priority areas of investment leading to economic diversification. So what I'm going to do in this short statement is to start off by saying how my government views infrastructural investment. We believe that infrastructural investment should not burden the country with huge debt. They should be financed in such a way that the public and future generations are not liable for that debt. So we are not going to build a bridge or an airport for which the people of Sierra Leone are going to pay back high interest loans for the next 30 years. That simply does not make economic sense. Each infrastructural development or investment must be able to pay back for itself in 10 to 20 years, depending on the financing model that is used. It must also be worth the cost of constructing and maintaining it over its lifespan. Therefore, each infrastructural development should be affordable and must be funded without recourse to publicly guaranteed debt. We also believe that infrastructure investment must be purposeful. They must unlock tangible economic growth and improve the quality of life of each of the citizens. In the construction and maintenance phases, there must be real job opportunities and skills training and transfer, with implications for real income for Sierra Leoneans. We will insist on that for every infrastructure investment in this country. We also believe that investors look at available infrastructure as a critical factor for making investment decisions, and this consideration will drive each infrastructure investment decision that we will make. We also believe that infrastructure investment leads to new businesses, and new businesses create more jobs, leads to new settlements or new population centers, creates a need for new and more services, and increase the overall economic productivity that can only be good for our economy. We also believe that we should prioritize infrastructure investment decisions by asking critical questions about feasibility, sustainability, selectivity, and so on and so forth, and whether it can lead to the development of other sectors of economy like tourism, traveling, mining, construction, small-scale manufacturing, etc. As a government, we are working to ease the investment landscape right across the board, and we maintain a long-term view of all investments, including infrastructure investments. We desire that each investment yield long-term benefits. We desire that each investment trigger off economic activity and growth over the long term. We also believe that the tender processes must be competitive, transparent, corrupt-free, and must offer the best value for money for this country. We strongly discourage bribery, kickbacks, red tape, and other murky transactions and practices around infrastructural investment. This government and this country strongly discourages corruption. So it is within this context that we are undertaking all infrastructure projects in this country. I have therefore directed the Office of Residential Infrastructure Initiatives to be particularly attentive to all the foregoing critical elements in launching the tender process for the Lungi Bridge. I will closely myself superintend the entire process and ensure that every tender is compliant and every tender is in the best long-term interest of Sierra Leone and Sierra Leoneans. Thank you for your attention.